We'll bring in none other than Pat Pagano. Hopefully he's there with the weather. Good morning there, Pat.
I'm here.
Well, I came in this morning and every computer was offline because Comcast had gone down. So I had to reset 15 computers. I had to reboot 15 computers. And then my computer, which I normally record audio off the air, decides that the audio is not going to work. The sound card is not powered. So it's been one of those mornings, and of course it was 9 degrees below zero when I walked out of my house. Now it's 7 degrees here in Sharon, so it's a heat wave in Sharon.
Hartford's coming in with 3 below, and it's anywhere from, like I said, 5 below to 5 above. That's your morning lows, and today will be a partly sunny day. Toe tingling cold. Sure. In the low teens.
Oh, tingling is right.
Yeah. 5 below to 5 above again tonight, but no wind. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, not as harsh, near just over 20 degrees. Saturday will be partly sunny, about 30. And your Sunday, on the cloudy side, but 35 to 40. So a very quiet weekend. And it looks like things will stay quiet into at least the early part of next week. Your friend has his day on Tuesday, so we'll see what he says.
What friend?
Your friend.
Has what?
His day on Saturday.
What day is on Saturday?
Groundhog.
We'll see what he says. We got Reg Lamson watching this morning. My Facebook Live Mevo camera and of course internet were screwed up, so I'm broadcasting live with audio into my iPad this morning, Pat. But anyways, so we've got a mini very cold wave here for like 2 days,
right?
And then it's going to warm up and be decent. And next week it looks like we got a mixture of rain and snow, possibly a couple of times.
You know what? The model's all over the place with this. Yeah. I've been watching it to see exactly what was going to pan out for your weekend.
Yeah.
It's all over the place. It stinks. It really does. That next Friday, the model is saying that there will be a potpourri precipitation next Friday. And then... I'm watching as it comes out right now because it's only coming out right now. And then that changes over to snow and clears out on Saturday and it's cold. And right now it looks like Sunday will be fine. So they're saying that Friday is the problem day of the 3 days that you're looking at.
But leading up to it, like Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, it looked like we were going to get some rain or snow showers those days.
That depends. It looks like it would be more in the way of rain and not too much in the way of snow showers. And again, I don't know how much, but that's Tuesday into Wednesday. There could be a little bit of ice mixed in with that as well. That's Tuesday into Wednesday.
All right.
And then a break, and then this front comes in with a potpourri precipitation on Friday, changes over to snow and ends on Saturday, and Sunday is just fair and cold.
Is it a lot of snow or a significant amount of snow?
It doesn't look like a lot. It certainly doesn't look like too much more than we got with this system this week.
So like another 5 to 6 inches.
That would be the max.
That's what we've been averaging. I mean, 6, 7, 8 inches, all these storms. That's what we've been averaging for our, and we got our 31 inches so far. So
Did you have the snow squalls yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah,
yeah, you did. Right?
You could see them coming, and I said to Jill and to some other people that asked me, I said it looks like they're going to really start to hit the area around 2:30, and we had beautiful clear blue skies. I mean, not a cloud in it.
That's correct.
And
right?
Then all of a sudden, around 2 o'clock, it started to cloud over and got darker and darker, and then, boom! At my house, we got it was enough where the plows had to come out. It was
really?
Enough where the plows had to come out. Yeah. So that means we had probably a half inch or an inch, but the plows actually came out. Yeah. So we had those, snow squalls.
Oh my God. Well, as you know, the city did too. the entire metro area did. So that was predicted reasonably well by most forecasters.
Yeah, that was right there. I mean, it was right there. So the bitter cold's really today and tomorrow morning and a little bit of tomorrow, and then it starts to warm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then it starts to warm up.
And now is tomorrow night going to be tomorrow morning going to be as cold as this morning?
Still 5 below to 5 above. Yeah.
Okay.
They'll be with a clear sky. With a clear sky and a lack of wind, we'll have radiational cooling.
All right. That's terrible. But
sorry about that. That's terrible.
It is winter. It is. You're right. It is winter after all. And even though we're getting set to go into another month, February.
Right.
And you always said that February was going to be the worst month in winter.
February into March. Yeah. I still see it that way, but we'll see. Because this has been crazy. This has really been a very crazy winter. You know, a lot of up and downs, you got to admit.
Oh, but you said that was going to happen.
I had a feeling, and that's why I said there'll be so much in the way of mixed precipitation, you know, because of the up and downs in the temperature. And that certainly is proving itself. There's no doubt about that. But in the meantime, have you seen, because I know we always discuss these movies, have you seen, I know you have to see this movie, with Bette Davis, Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte.
But that's an old movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Well, we're considering that.
Oh, we're
considering that for this year's movie project, providing that we could get Jodie Moore to play Bette Davis. If we can't get her to play Bette Davis, then we will abandon that.
You should do a science fiction movie 1 year. You really should.
Yeah, we did. We did Invaders from Mars.
What? When?
Oh, a long time ago.
Oh, see, that was before me.
Before you, yeah, we did that.
It was BM before me.
Right, before Marshall, right. Right.
So you did Invaders from Mars.
Yeah, Invaders from Mars, you know, where they put the thing behind the people's necks.
Yeah, you should do Forbidden Planet.
That's in the same, I think, same era.
Yeah, what a great movie. I watch that every once in a while. It is just a great science fiction movie about the id, your inner id, creating the monsters. Really, way ahead of its time. Way ahead of its time, that movie. Robbie the Robot made his first appearance in that movie.
Oh, that was where, huh?
Yeah. He made his first, it wasn't Robbie the Robot, but he was Robbie the Robot when he went with the Robinsons on Lost in Space.
Okay.
A little bit of movie history for you, Pat. A little bit.
Thank you very much. And, you know, science fiction is good, but you do need to concentrate on special effects with science fiction. And sometimes that takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
So we'll see, Marshall. We'll see.
Well, just no more caskets this year.
Oh, I hope not.
No more caskets.
Oh, I certainly hope not. I mean, it was in last year's movie because we had to add up a funeral. But
you've used a casket now a couple of times in the past 3 or 4 years.
Yeah,
I remember the spinning casket.
Right. Wasn't that funny? That was that Star Wars thing, right? That was an Undertaker Betty. Yeah, that was a fun movie. And, that casket was definitely worth its money. We paid, I think, $150 for that.
Do you still have it?
Yeah, it's in the back shed of our studio, all wrapped up in whatever they call that.
Oh.
That bubble wrap. Not bubble wrap, but now, the way they wrap furniture.
While we're talking,
yeah,
my on-air computer says your PC ran into a problem that needs to restart. We're just collecting some error info, and then we'll restart it for you. This is my on-air computer.
Which means you're going to go off the air.
Am I cursed? Am I cursed today or what?
Can you stop that right now?
Well, no, it's in the middle of rebooting. Now, this is a fantastic single-use computer that it's on, so it will reboot very quickly. But still, how cursed am I? Honest to God.
Right. Are we in going into a retrograde with the alignments or anything like that?
I don't know. Jill will tell me. I have no idea. Let's see. Could not initialize application error 42. I have no idea what error 42 is, but it seems to be launching. What time is it now? Anyway, see now my clock's
6:59.
Oh gosh. Okay, it's going to come back. Is it going to come back in time? Yes, it is. All right, Pat.
Good luck, Marshall.
I think we're all set here. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, you take care.
Take care.